Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, get ready to tune into an incredible podcast experience. Welcome to Suited Tutor, the podcast show that delivers enlightening insights and captivating knowledge. Prepare to be amazed as we dive deep into the exciting world of education and empowerment. And now, it's time to introduce your extraordinary host. Give a roaring round of applause for the one and only Wolfie Lloyds.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another fascinating podcast episode from Wisdom Whispers, where we explore the realms of education, which are quite amazing and yet very insightful tips, and trying to inspire you or trying to do our best to help you achieve academic excellence. Who am I? I'm your host, Wolfie Lloyds, and today we have an amazing and very dear guest with us, Kevin Ramchun.
Hello.
Hi, Kevin. Who is Kevin? I'm so sorry, everyone. I cannot really spill the beans. I think Kevin has to steal the spotlight. So, Kevin, could you please share a few things about yourselves?
Wolfie. So I'm really glad to be here, first of all, Wolfie. It's a pleasure to actually share some useful tips to your listeners. Now, a bit more about myself. So I've been a maths teacher for quite a while, about 7 years right now, and mainly in London because it's more of a diverse community over here. And while teaching in London, it's mainly maths GCSE. I've recently taken A-level in the last 2 years, and I'm trying to improve on my teaching style and see if I can push some students into taking more maths for the next year, and it'd be quite good to have them.
Okie dokes. And in that case, then, everyone, thanks, Kevin, for sharing this intro. So let's hold our breath, but not for too long, because we have to now dive right in. And Kevin, this is the multi-billionaire question. Why is mathematics, or maths as well, such a crucial subject? Because some students may think, it's highly overrated, or you know what? Why we don't take chemistry or perhaps history as another critical or crucial subject? So, Kevin, over to you, senor.
No, that's fine. I agree with most people where maths is a crucial subject. I mean, we can't deny other topics like science. I mean, they are crucial. But the reason why maths is quite crucial in this context is because of the jobs that you're trying to apply for. So, for example, if I were to apply for a data analyst, I need to have a basics of statistics and a basics of using number calculations in my work. So, it's very important that you can have those skills to be able to apply those types of jobs. I'm not just saying stick to data analysis, because there is other jobs like actuary, you even got teaching, you also got some science jobs that involve some maths as well. So, for example, my sister is doing research cancering, and it's a lot of heavy maths involved, where she needs to actually measure the amount of doses that she gives to the patient for her research, and she needs to make sure that she gets all the correct numbers of which one are passing and which ones are failing, just to make sure that they can get a correct probability of the cure being successful. So I wouldn't say maths is strictly restricted to only maths jobs, but it's actually diverting to different roles in other industries as well.
And that's actually very much exciting. So everyone, I'd like to invite you right now to take a pause and slash tilt your head all the way up and look above you. Now, if you will be able to see the sky, that's because sky is the limit when it comes to choosing maths. So you don't have to be only teaching careers, but it could be as well being an actuary, it could be finance, or it could be research as well, as Kevin has mentioned. Now, Kevin, something I'd like to now ask your expertise, since you've been teaching London, a quite diverse community, and also place to be. Now, what are some of the most you would observe or notice common difficulties that students might face when they're doing their GCSE exams? And on that note, that's a problem. How will they be able to overcome these hurdles or obstacles? What do you best suggest, Kevin?
There's two things that I do normally when I've found difficulty in the students. Now, when this difficulty is mainly one of the two problems. The first problem is whether the student has the skills already for them to do the questions. So, for example, are they able to do percentage or amounts if they're doing a problem-solving question that involves of them to find how much this car value, how much deposit I will put for this car if it's £2,000 and I have to pay 10% deposit. So those type of questions you're going to want to ask, do they have the skill? That's the first problem. Now, if they have the skills, they can find a percentage of amount. Then the next one is to actually, do they understand the question? Because a lot of the time is the students don't know what the question is asking them, even though they have the skills and the knowledge to be able to do it. It's just, it's one of the things that they need to practice a lot on. And I think what I tend to do with my students is I always show them the skill first, and then I show them the problem solving one, where they have to read in context and try to get the information from the context to apply it to my skills.
I understand. Thanks, Kevin. These are actually some really good and great points from my perspective, at least. Now, something I guess many, many parents will be craving for this question. Are there any effective study techniques that students, in collaboration with the parents, obviously, or perhaps with their siblings or their close peers, they can embrace or use to improve their maths grades, whether it's going to be either on an academic perspective or perhaps boost their confidence? What do you think, Evan?
Okay. Well, there's actually 14 tips that I can give you for this particular thing.
Okay, yeah.
The reason I wouldn't say your parents need to be involved is because it's mostly up to the student themselves, because the parents, even though they're here, they're just here to support, just to give you a bit of a nudge. But it's up to you as a student to make those changes. So if you want to, I can start with the main, the first one. So the first one that I will say is, of all one or two of the, so the first one I would say is to get enough sleep. Very, very important. You wouldn't understand how many students are getting classes that are half asleep just because they was trying to stay awake revising the night before. And it doesn't help, because I'm trying to teach you something and then you're coming back half sleepy. So you're half engaged with the content. Then when you're half engaged with the content, are you actually able to retain that content? Because normally when we retain something, we only retain a small percentage of it. Now, if you only listen halfway, you will retain less of the content than originally you have. So it's very, very important that you sleep. And also, the second one is get a lot of help. Now, I don't just say just get a lot of help from your teacher only, because your teacher may be able to help you a certain amount of time, because obviously you finish school about 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock. After that, it's really hard to get a hold of your teacher. So what I would suggest is try to get yourself into a small group of peers where you can work together in the library after school or before school, or you can have I had some students who already created a WhatsApp group. So if you ever get stuck on that, they just message each other and say, oh, I got stuck on this question, can you help me on that? And this is what I've seen from my students recently. And it will be quite good if you do get yourself help. Now, if you can't get help from other students, they're also your parents. I mean, your parents is actually willing to pay for tuition classes or teaching them yourselves if they know the topic to actually improve your skills, because they know themselves that the education is very important to push you in future careers. Now, I know I only said two things. Now, Wolfie, do you want me to say any more, or do you want me to keep the pace?
Actually, Kevin, I think I'd like to create a bit of a gradual suspense for our audience and also for our listeners, so that we can actually create, who knows, another episode, so we can actually delve into this. On that note, everyone, we're going to enclose more resources, more information, just in case you can actually find more details on the podcast episode. On that note, Kevin, speaking about prep and tips, now another good, I would say, subsequent questions would be, what kind of resources would you recommend for students who are really, really keen to boost their maths grades?
That's very, very, very good question, because I will give you four things that I can think up in mind. So let me tell you just right now. So the first one is exam material. You really, really, really important to have exam material. So I don't just talk about the papers itself, but the mark scheme as well, because the mark scheme gives you great tips on your on the question that you're answering. Now, the second one I would suggest is revision cards. Revision cards are very important because they're really quick and easy to access, and it's easier to check on the answer at the back than flipping through pages of books, checking what was the answer for this. And the other two is mostly websites that I have. So the first website is called MathsGenie. With MathsGenie, you can access the exam papers, but also you can get grade topics. So let's say if you were a grade 7 student, so who are trying to get harder questions, you can go straight to MathsGenie and find those harder questions by going to grade 8 or grade 9. Also, what's really good about this MathsGenie website is they give you the mark schemes as well with the math, the exam papers. Like I said, the exam papers are already given. Mm-hmm. But when you do the other question, they give you the solutions, which is something that other websites don't give you. So it's very important that you look at the written solutions, so you can look at step-by-step guide on how to answer each question. Mm-hmm. Now, the final website I'm going to give you is more of practicing applied questions, because there's a lot of questions that is just focused on problem-solving skills, but not problem-solving in context. So if you want to get if you want your skills to be tested within context, go to Corbett Maths. That's one of the websites I use mainly for my students, where they finish the skills, they just do to apply it into context. So it's very, very good website. We'll make sure we add it to those two links at the end. Now there's more stuff regarding the revision cards. I know I just said you can create your own revision cards, but if you go to the actual website for your example, so for example, if you do Pearson or Edexcel or AQA, some of those websites are already created those revision cards. So instead of you wasting writing for hours and hours, you could just buy them online. It shouldn't be too expensive. I think if I remember correctly, the last time I checked was around 10 to 20 quids. For just revision cards, and they're very good because they're more focused on the exam papers that you go and take. So if you ever get a chance to buy them, I recommend to buy them.
Mm-hmm. Small investment for a priceless outcome.
Not restricted to maths as well, because they do have for other subjects as well. So let's say for science, I have seen some science department buying those revision cards for their students, and it did boost the scores up. So really, really, really highly recommended to get one. So
this is really good, actually, Kevin, because in this case, that means we have a wide range of options, not only exclusive to mathematics, but also in different subject areas. This is good. Now, Kevin, we approach the end of our session, and speaking of our exam preparation, I know some people may find it a bit disheartening, or they say, come on, Kevin, we're having so much fun right now. Yeah. So how could you share any last tips when it comes to getting ready for the GCSE maths exams or A-levels? Why? Because some people like to prepare ahead of the game. Some people like to prepare on the very last minute. So what do you think? Any hints or tips for people who like to cram things 1 week before the exams and others who like to pace themselves throughout the academic year? What do you think?
There's two things I'm thinking. Now, with the people who are decided to take this last minute, I wouldn't recommend it, but if you do come yourself to be a last minute person, there's only one option for you, which I highly recommend, and that is exam papers and mark schemes. So when I come to a situation where I need to do quick revision and it's the last minute revision, I always go to the exam papers, complete an exam paper, and then start looking at the mark scheme. Because the mark scheme is what tells you, it tells you exactly where people are getting wrong, and it tells you exactly on what you can fix yourself. So, for example, I remember a couple of years ago when I was at UD, I was doing this course for maths, which was about probability. So, and I found it very difficult to understand it. So what I did, I've done all the past exam papers and looked at the mark scheme, and the mark scheme actually told me what the students were struggling with and which question was the most popular question that people tend to get wrong, and those are the questions that I practice, and looking on those I reflect back, and those are the questions that actually came up in the exam. So wow. I was quite lucky. Yeah, really quite lucky on that. But generally, if you do that, you generally do improve on the skills, on the knowledge that you're missing out anyway. So if you're doing last minute, do that. Just do exam papers. Now, if you're doing the long-term prep, mm-hmm. I would say do the exam papers now, then wait for a couple, I wouldn't say a couple of months, but like wait a month later and redo them and see whether you have improved or not. Does that make sense? So let's say I've done the first paper today, a paper one. Now, I'll go 50% on that. Now, I just go on my mask scheme, look at where the questions that go wrong and see whether I can fix those mistakes. Now, I leave it on the side, focus on other things, and then come back the next month and redo that paper and see whether any changes has been made, because our memory tends to drop quite quickly. So we learn something and then we only remember about 70% of it. And as time goes on, remember less and less. So it's very important that you keep repeating the exam practice, because then it shows a lot of confidence, because you can come to the exam and say, I've done a lot of papers and I can do this in a short amount of time. And I'll give you another tip as well, Dimitris. When you practice papers, you actually reduce the amount of time it takes you to complete the papers, which gives you more time in the exam to check over your answers.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think, Kevin, there's also a beautiful saying which says that along the lines, practice makes excellence. I think because you mentioned about iteration, you mentioned about once you do something once, be able to ensure this being refreshed or stays up there nice and fresh. You have to practice it, I think, multiple times, right? So, Kevin, thank you so much for those incredible and valuable tips. I think
Wolfie, it was great to be here anyway.
I'm pretty confident that our listeners will be craving for another episode with you, Kevin, just to get more hints and tips about different maths topics. Mm-hmm. Besides mathematics is a quite vast area to explore.
Yeah.
So Kevin, I think the rest of all of you, that's it for today for Wisdom Whispers. If you really enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, leave a review, and share with anyone that you hold dear, or perhaps just make some noise. Until next time, everyone, keep learning.
Bye-bye.
And don't forget to stay inspired. Au revoir. Bye bye.
Au revoir.
Stay tuned for more captivating conversations and enlightening insights on Suited Tutor, the podcast show that never fails to amaze and delivers an exceptional educational experience. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, or LinkedIn at Suited Tutor. Until next time, stay tuned to Suited Tutor's podcast, where education meets empowerment. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch up with you in the next episode.